This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. After 22 years of warfare, Kabul, the capital of Afghanistan, has been scarred in every possible way. As the U.S. and its allies try to dismantle the Taliban, attention also is focused on restoring Afghanistan. NPR's Anne Garrels reports rebuilding Kabul will be difficult, but rebuilding the social fabric will be even harder.
When 27-year-old Lailu Ma was a child, life in the Afghan capital was reasonably modern. But since then, Kabul has been bombed back into the dark ages. Water must be drawn from a well. In her neighborhood, there hasn't been electricity for 5 years. There's no phone, no mail, and certainly no internet. Public transportation is extremely limited and mostly too expensive for Lailu Ma. Her husband has to take her everywhere on the back of his bicycle. Since the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan, she says everything has just got worse and worse.
All the people want Mujahideen on that time. They thought maybe they are good. They pray even for the Mujahideen to come. But when they come, it was a very bad time. So they pray for Taliban. Oh, please. Change the condition of Afghanistan. Maybe Taliban is a little good than them. When the Taliban came, it changed. Worst.
She believes this is Afghanistan's last chance.
One day in BBC, the George Bush told that I must put good peace in Afghanistan. He promised with the Afghan people for a good peace, but I hope not to forget Afghanistan again.
A graduate of Kabul University, Lailu Ma once had a good job in the planning ministry. She wanted to do graduate work. But all that ended when the armed militias of the Mujahideen took over Kabul in 1992.
While I worked for the Ministry of Planning, there were two or three men decided to make me marry. Also, there was a boy belonged to the Mujahideen, but I hated the Mujahideen, so I refused that. He wanted to make me marry by force.
He threatened her father. To save her from the Mujahideen, her father compelled her to marry another man. Happily, the marriage has worked out. She and her husband have 3 children, but no income. Under the Taliban, Lailu Ma and her husband were both fired. Though she managed to get a job with a relief organization, it didn't last for long.
After 1.5 months of our job, it stopped. The Taliban said, it is not good for the women.
She says she cried all the way home.
It was very difficult for me. It was $1.50 per day. I was very happy with that because it was a salary that we haven't nothing.
She was a prisoner in the most primitive of conditions. Along with much of Kabul, her family's house had been destroyed in the factional fighting. All that's left of her neighborhood is block after block of bombed out shells and crumbling buildings. Now the extended family of 11 pays an exorbitant amount to rent 4 rooms. Even here, the shattered windows are covered with ripped plastic. She does all the washing by hand in the open courtyard. Water is heated over a wood fire. In the evening, when temperatures drop below freezing, Lailu Ma bundles up to cook the family meal. She's not sure what's been worse, the struggle to survive or the grinding boredom.
We missed 5 years. That's really bad. To miss 5 years.
What did you do every day?
Cleaning, brooming, washing, sitting, talking with each other, and nothing to do. That to missing the time. I like to be very active, to do that work, to do that, not to miss even 1 minute. But I missed 5 years. Very big part of the life.
And a job is far more than just a luxury.
During the night, we talk with each other, what to do for tomorrow, what to find, what to eat even. While the children ask, Father, I like to have a doll. Oh, it's difficult to find, to buy a doll for her. Father, I like to have banana more. It was really difficult to buy bananas more for her or something else like that.
Lailu Ma never owned a burqa, the head-to-toe covering, until the Taliban came to power. But after 5 years of strict Islamic rule, she was initially too shy to leave the house without one. She worried men would stare, or worse. But a few days ago, She prepared to leave the house with only a headscarf. Her dark eyes sparkled with a combination of daring and fear.
Let's go.
Is it possible to go like this without wheels?
Are you going to?
Yes.
Is this the first time?
Yes. He allowed me to go.
Are you frightened?
A little.
She had just been offered a temporary job with an aid organization. Feeling more like her old self, she decided to take this huge step. Her husband agreed. On the street, other women were clearly stunned.
They looked, oh, she's brave that she threw out the veil. They're happy that see me like this. Yeah, it's wonderful. And they're happy. They wish also to throw out the veil and be like me.
As soon as these women get a job, they tell Lailuma they too will be brave enough to throw off their burqas. Jobs, they say, are the first step to restoring their freedom. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Kabul.